From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on banning some travel to the U.S. is apparently impacting and setting off protests at airports, including one in New York. Authorities say several people have been detained at airports within the United States and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. The executive order went into effect Friday night, banning citizens of seven majority Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. But Trump said the ban is not a ban against Muslims.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Albert Fox Khan, counsel on the American-Islamic relations, suggested that the president's executive order is overreaching.
One thing we like to make clear, this is not simply something that's affecting undocumented immigrants. This is affecting people with lawful visas. It's affecting students. It's affecting green card holders who have lived in this country for years in some cases.
In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the Trump executive order put a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Trump took office on January 20th. The White House provided no details of the phone call, but the Kremlin released a statement later Saturday saying the two leaders had a positive discussion, adding they never mentioned Western sanctions against Russia, stressing the importance of the call was to stabilize relations between Washington and Moscow. The phone call was one of a number with world leaders that Mr. Trump held on Saturday, including with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Trump is expected to speak with Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull later Saturday. Syrian media and a key monitoring group say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The state-controlled Sana News Agency quoted a local governor Saturday as saying maintenance and repairs at the crippled water facility would begin as soon as the military declares the area secure. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities early this month have returned home safely. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. Three other missing activists have also been freed and rejoined their families. They were abducted in and around the eastern city of Lahore within the first week of January. It was not immediately known who was behind the kidnappings or what their motives were. The whereabouts of a fifth missing activist remains unknown. Many people across the Pacific region are celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. On Saturday in China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In Taipei, people prayed for good fortune and prosperity at the historical Longshan Temple. In South Korea, the Lunar New Year is a time to remember family members who were separated from their relatives decades ago. And Serena Williams defeated her sister Venus in straight sets 6-4, 6-4 in the finals of the Australian Open tennis tournament. Venus celebrated with her sister.
Serena's been in a lot of finals, but, you know, I haven't been able to, you know, be there as much as she has. So to have this opportunity to play against each other again and to be able to rise to that occasion, it was quite momentous.
It was also the seventh Australia Open title for Serena Williams. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.